95.9 The River. Kelly Horn is in studio. She is the coordinator for family-based treatment for eating disorders as we enter Eating Disorders Awareness Week. It is actually this week. Good morning, right, Kelly?
Is it? It is. Yes, it starts today and it goes through March 4th.
So this is we are going to help make you aware of eating disorders and how you can spot them. And if you have any questions real quick, you can call us if you have something on your head and you heard we were talking. I'll give you my home phone. 630-585-7529 or not like I haven't done it before. And Jan, I was talking about your 23-inch waist, and maybe you might have a question, Mr. Garbanzo Bean. It is Eating Disorders Awareness Week. That next.
Sunny today, we'll get up to 53 as our high. Jan Schimmick is here with traffic.
Eisenhower, an hour 10 from 390. Stevenson, an hour 20 from Veterans, who has a half-hour delay. 55 to westbound Reagan, also 10 minutes on the north end. Army Trail Toll Plaza to 290. Northbound Tri-State, slow movement at 40 minutes. Harlem to 31st, 15 more. Reagan to North Avenue. And the eastbound side of Reagan, a drag for 10. Aurora Toll Plaza to Winfield, and due to a much earlier crash, 10-minute delay westbound I-80. Harlem to LaGrange. Jan Schimmick with traffic, 95.9 The River.
I know that we giggled a little bit about Jan having a small waist, but I'm sure that you could probably attest to this too, that people with eating disorders are all shapes and sizes. They could be super skinny. They could be a little average size. They could be large. And I'm sure that it happens to all kinds of people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the myths about eating disorders is that you have to look like you have an eating disorder in order to have one. And we know that that's just not true at all.
Because an eating disorder would technically also be overeating, right? And undereating?
Yeah, actually, the most common eating disorder diagnosed is binge eating disorder.
Well, Kelly Horn is a coordinator for the family-based treatment for eating disorders at Tri-City Family Services. Can you just tell me a little bit about how Tri-City Family Services and what that family-based treatment means?
Sure. So at Tri-City Family Services, we have a family-based treatment for eating disorders program. So this is a manualized approach to treating eating disorders. It's a unique approach. It's very family-centered, and so it really puts the family at the forefront of the treatment. We include, you know, parents, caregivers, siblings, really kind of the whole family. It's very comprehensive.
Now, usually when there's an eating disorder in a family, is it something that is based on the family or is it usually a personal issue?
Well, that's another one of the myths is, you know, historically it's kind of been that the parents may have been the cause of the eating disorder. But as we know now, there's really no single one cause. And so we definitely address family dynamics, but really we're just more focused on treating that client with the eating disorder.
And when you're going through something like that too, I'm sure having your family support is important, which is why it's great that you have the family services.
Absolutely. And it's very empowering for the parents and the caregivers to really be tasked with kind of being that central part in the treatment.
So as you know, you coached my stepdaughter, Carly, who is now Cam and goes by they. But, you know, with all this confusion.
They?
Yeah,
like
they.
Like V-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay.
What did you say?
V-E-Y?
No, it's T-H-E-Y, they.
Oh, they.
Yeah. Because depending on day being gender fluid, whether you're a guy or a girl, it's a they. And I mean, so we sit here and we look at an eating disorder, which they are going through right now. And I remember her on the phone the other day saying, and don't just tell me to eat. That's not the way it works.
Yeah, absolutely. That's another big myth is that this is kind of like a willful choice and people are just choosing not to eat or it's a phase or they're just trying to be healthy or go through a diet or whatnot.
Right.
But we really know that it's definitely more than that. And research has kind of showed us too that it's affecting the brain in ways that we didn't know before. And so when people are trying to kind of recover and eat more, it's actually a lot more difficult than people to think to just kind of eat.
Right. But I mean, so Carly made mention that it's like telling an alcoholic, just stop drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very difficult for us to understand. And that's as Danielle mentioned, you know, as it being the family based treatment. It's hard for us to understand that, you know, all these different things pile up and eating disorders. Is there a specific cause? Is it usually a mental disorder that is along with that?
Well, so again, we stay agnostic and we try not to say that there's one specific cause, but there is there's a lot of comorbidity with, especially with anxiety, but also with depression. So research has shown that really up to 35 people can have 35% comorbidity with things like generalized anxiety disorder or obsessive compulsive disorder. So there tends to be some overlap there with other mental health concerns.
And it's hard sometimes when you see someone that is that is a beautiful person, a male or female, and they feel that they're too heavy. mm-hmm. and you're looking at them saying, I don't even think you have an ounce of body fat.
And there's a whole other end of the spectrum, too, of people who think that they're too skinny and they're overeating because of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so definitely the body, severe body dissatisfaction is generally one of the symptoms or signs that we see. And this is kind of prevalent even among people who don't necessarily meet criteria for an eating disorder, that kind of subclinical level, having that severe body dissatisfaction is very common.
Yeah, because I've talked about some of my weight gain. I've gained over 20 pounds in the last year or so, but I'll make fun of myself. And my wife, Susie, and you know, Susie thinks that I'm being too hard on myself. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I'm just reminding myself that I need to eat a little healthier so that, but she doesn't see what I see. And mm-hmm. so I understand a little bit where I'm saying I'm not mad at myself. I just know that I need to lose weight and I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not taking those steps to do it.
Yeah, and it's another thing we're seeing, too, as they kind of get to know the brain more with eating disorders, is that there is kind of there's parts of the brain now that kind of respond to body image in people who have eating disorders, mm-hmm. especially anorexia. That fear center in the brain is really triggered when they see distorted right. images of themselves. And so there's a lot more biologically based that we know now.
And is it more female than male, or is that a myth?
It is. No, about 20 million women and 10 million men at some point in their life will be diagnosed with an eating disorder, and that's in the United States. So it tends to be across races and ethnic groups and ages, it's pretty similar. But between genders, about 1 in 10 will be male and 9 in 10 will be female.
So let's just say that there's a family out there that either thinks maybe somebody in their family has an eating disorder, or they know of it and they want to reach out to you guys. How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so they could definitely call. You know, we do like a pretty thorough intake and see if they're kind of a good fit for the program. We tend to take people who are between the ages of 8 and 22, but we'll take really anyone who's within that context of the family, because we do work with the whole family.
And how would they get in touch with you?
So they can call us at 630-232-1070.
And what about your website?
Website is tricityfamilyservices.org.
Kelly Horn, family-based treatment for eating disorders. You are the coordinator there. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for coming in. And how do we keep people aware throughout the week? What's going on your website? Are you changing stuff? Or
yeah, definitely. So we'll be having stuff on our website, on Facebook, to kind of update people with some statistics or quotes or just kind of more inspirational stuff or information that they can access.
Awesome.
So, thanks
well,
so
thanks
much,
coming
Scott.
In. Good seeing you.
Yeah, thank you.
We are coming back with your rock and roll history lesson next. You can win 20-